Letters to Daniel, Volume 8, Letter 702, The Prayer of Jesus Against the Spirit of Sexual Identity Confusion, So Sick, Laid Upon Children. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2018, in the seventh month, on the 23rd day of the seventh month.
Dear Jesus, in letters 126 through 128, volume 3, I testify how Satan attempted to infect me with a spirit of sexual identity confusion, so sick, when I was about 5 years old. I also wrote how you prevented that spirit from taking hold in my life by later on having me be baptized in your Holy Spirit. A little while ago, I asked Angel Gabriel if, the next time he went home, he would ask you for a prayer against so sick toward children. This came about because of some things I recently read in news reports, of some parents who are actively attempting to raise their children with no sense of gender. Here is a quote from one of the news sources. Is Zyler a boy or a girl? How about Kaden? That's a question their parents, Nate and Julia Sharp, say only the twins can decide. The Cambridge, Massachusetts couple represent a small group of parents raising babies, children being brought up without gender designation from birth. A Facebook community for these parents currently claims about 220 members across the U.S. Baby is, I think, different things to different people, Nate Sharp told NBC News. For us, it means raising our kids with gender-neutral pronouns, so, they, them, their, rather than assigning he, she, him, her, from birth based on their anatomy. End quote. After he returned from heaven, Gabriel informed me that you had indeed given him that prayer. What I now write is from you. The Book of Mark, Chapter 10, Verses 1 through 9. Then he arose from there and came to the region of Judea, by the other side of the Jordan. And multitudes gathered to him again, and as he was accustomed, he taught them again. The Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" testing him. And he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce, and to dismiss her." And Jesus answered and said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate." Therefore, Father in heaven, please hear my prayers and petitions to overthrow and destroy the house and the spirit of sexual identity confusion, as it relates to our little children. For it is written that, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 5, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so, are an abomination to the Lord your God. The Book of Mark, Chapter 10, Verses 13 through 16. Then they brought little children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, For if such is the kingdom of God, assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet, to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes, to be cast into hellfire." The book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 36 through 48. Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me, receives not me but him who sent me." Now John answered him, saying, "Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us." But Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having two hands, to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame, rather than having 2 feet, to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having 2 eyes, to be cast into hell fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Therefore, Father, please do according to your word unto those who, according to your word, defile our little children. Please, I pray, destroy from the face of the earth forever the house and the spirit of sexual identity confusion. Amen." Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.